I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. On the short list of places known for creating the world's oldest writing systems, Africa doesn't often make the cut. But for thousands of years, people across the continent have made and used a rich variety of alphabets and symbols. A new exhibition called Inscribing Meaning, Writing and Graphic Systems in African Art explores the ancient and modern ways that Africans manipulate the written word to express sacred and secular ideas. The show is open now at the Fowler Museum at the University of California, Los Angeles. Later, I'll speak with an artist and a historian who contributed to the exhibition. But first, I had to go see things for myself. So I went over to the Fowler and got a quick tour from the show's co-curator, Polly Neuter Roberts. We're standing in front of a work with vultures carrying arms and people carrying arms. Can you describe it a little bit more and tell me what I'm looking at?
Sure. This is an appliqué flag from Ghana, from the Fanti-speaking peoples of South Central Ghana, and it belonged to a kind of a military association called an Asafo Company. These are centuries-old military associations, but they still serve today in civic functions. And on it, what you see are several levels of literacy all at once, because you see the appliqué figures and the vultures, these guys with their rifles, and then facing three carrion-like birds with rifles also, and you see the emblem of the Ghanaian flag. But on the right-hand side, you see a proverb that's written in Roman letters. But alphabets like Roman and Arabic have been appropriated by Africans for their own local uses. So the reason you can't understand what this says is that it's transcribing the local language of Twi. And furthermore, the Twi writing that you see is referring to a proverb, yet another level of literacy in Ghana. And so what the proverb is saying is all our enemies are vultures. So it's a kind of attack on the enemy to show that not only are we the dominant military company, but literacy is part of the reason why.
Why don't you lead us on to some of the other sections of the museum?
Let's go over here.
Now we're going into a space where I can see video.
Yes. The work that you're referring to is by Sue Williamson. She's a very well-known South African artist. And this work in video, and the work next to it that's a series of prints by Kim Berman, another South African artist, are both about the Truth and Reconciliation Commission that was formed after the dissolution of the apartheid regime. But what's really amazing about this interactive piece by Sue Williamson is that she has gained access to two cases that show both the perpetrator and the victim when they were in the same room during questioning. And she records, you have to actually engage with the mouse in order to make it speak. So as you're scrolling along, you'll see these inscriptions coming up on the surface of the video that are their words, their dialogue, and this gap of memory.
Well, I want to go see what happens when I press the buttons and looks like there's a trackball here.
I cannot remember it specifically. I can't remember it correctly. I cannot remember that. If I could,
it's like a remix,
right?
As you hit the.
So these are the transcripts of the interviews, and as you scroll over them, you hear their voices.
I cannot remember it specifically.
So now we're back to the very last gallery. What do you want to show us here?
The two very colorful works here are by Wosene Werke Kasroff. He's an Ethiopian artist who lives in the Bay Area, and he's very inspired by the traditional script called Ge'ez that was used for healing, and it's still used today in the churches of Ethiopia. But what he does is to take the letters, and also the letters of modern-day Amharic, and deconstructs them and places them in a grid where he explores their other sensory dimensions, like the smell and the taste of letters and their references to music. He loves jazz. And so he's looking at these multi-layered dimensions of letters and words.
Polly, thank you so much for this tour.
Thank you so much. It's been great to talk with you.
And with me now is one of the artists featured in the Inscribing Meaning exhibition, Wosene Kasroff. Wosene, welcome.
Thank you very much.
And we also have Conrad Tuckscher. He's Associate Professor of History at St. John's University in New York. He also worked on the exhibition. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much.
So thanks, gentlemen. And Wosene, let me start with you. We got to see one of your pieces that was laid out on a grid, and it has some symbols that look like Amharic, but it also has symbols that look, I remember a symbol, male-female genitalia. You have other symbols that are charts, something that looks like a chart. How do you mix up images and language?
Well, you know, the image actually, the genitalia seems simply an image, but it's really a letter. The circle chart also is a food cooking a menu. It's almost like a book. It's almost like depicting the classical Ethiopian icon paintings that I have somehow picked up.
Conrad, let me go to you. When you hear Wosene talk about his work, which is modern but has some roots in some ancient work, how do you think of that in the context of this exhibition that you helped put together?
Well, I think it's really, amazing. I think it provides insight, perhaps, into the minds of some of those early geniuses that invented scripts and systems of graphic symbolism in Africa, because they were drawing from their cultural environments, but also they were creative individuals, geniuses like Wosene.
Now, when you tell people that you study African writing systems, do people say, well, I didn't know Africa had any writing systems?
Very true. There's a mythology that circulates and has even penetrated African studies that Africans don't have writing and that Africa is an historically illiterate continent. But not only did writing perhaps originate on the African continent in Egypt, but Africa in all parts of the continent has different writing systems and systems of graphic symbolism that communicate and record information. And some of them are still thriving today, and they're generally understudied by scholars.
Wosene, you speak English, obviously, Amharic, and you've been in the U.S. for 30 years. You still work with your native language. Why is that important to you after you've become so rooted in the U.S. art world?
Well, I tell you, when you grow up, the fact I lived here a little longer than I lived in Ethiopia, I have always been impressed and interested by the culture that I lived in. The time, and I still carry that with me. And my also American culture is really fully embedded in myself, in my always thinking. And I think I become also, you know, somehow in a crossroad to connect with this writing as a way that I can define who I am as a person, but also how would a global environment also look through that.
Conrad and Wosene, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
We were joined by Conrad Tuckscher. He's an associate professor of history and director of the Department of Africana Studies at St. John's University in New York. He joined us from our NPR studios in New York. And Wosene Khosrow is an artist based in Berkeley, California. His work is featured in the exhibition Inscribing Meaning, Writing and Graphic Systems in African Art at the Fowler Museum at the University of California, Los Angeles. You can see some of Wosene's work and pieces by other artists in the exhibition at our website, nprnewsandnotes.org.